Recognizing inherent goodness to celebrate and give thanks, the pulse of creation is singing the goodness of God and of God's gift of goodness in all things. We become more aware of the beauty of all that is and tap into gratitude as our first task in creating more goodness in the world.
Good morning. Welcome to Hillcrest Congregational Church, United Church of Christ, and to this worship service on this special Sunday, November 1st, 2020. A particular welcome to those worshiping with us for the first time. Whoever you are, wherever you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. Before I say a word about the service for today, I want to thank Reverend Akiko Miyake Stoner and the choir of the United Japanese Christian Church of Clovis for the prelude we just heard. United Japanese is a sister congregation of ours within the Northern California-Nevada Conference of the United Church of Christ, and they performed that hymn, which we sang last Sunday in our own worship service, at the October 24th online conference gathering. Beautiful. Our worship series for this season is Sacred Earth, Sacred Work, and the focus for this Sunday is Sacred Creative Vocation. We're also in our stewardship season and pledge drive, and it's also All Saints Day, as recognized by many of our sister churches across the nation and around the globe. It's also the first Sunday of the month, and so a Communion Sunday here at Hillcrest. We'll be celebrating Holy Communion live in our Zoom fellowship at 11 a.m. on Sunday, November 1st. And now we will hear the news of community, and then a word about stewardship. and then enter into worship on this special Sunday.
Greetings. I am Cindy Durant, and I have the privilege of being your liturgist for this November 1 All Saints Day worship service. I want to welcome those of you who are joining our service for the first time. We hope you find it meaningful and would love to hear from you. Please email Reverend Fred Weidman with any questions you have about Hillcrest or about your own spiritual pilgrimage. The written news of community was emailed by the office on Friday, October 30. If you would like to be added to the distribution list, please contact the Hillcrest office. And now for brief announcements. Virtual Fellowship Hour and Holy Communion at 11 a.m. and Children's Afternoon Church School will take place this Sunday. We hope you and your children will join in. Today you will hear our second stewardship moment for the Hillcrest Pledge Drive. Please keep an eye on your mailbox for this year's stewardship packets and plan to submit your pledges to the church office by November 14. Wednesday at 4 p.m., Adult Ed will continue its discussion of the book, So You Want to Talk About Race. Even if you haven't read the book, it's a discussion worth checking out. I am not a morning person, so next Sunday will be my kind of morning. Sunday, November 8, will be Pajama Fellowship Hour at 11 a.m. Pajamas are welcome, but not required. Hillcrest office hours are Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 9 a.m. to noon. Safety protocols are in place and need to be followed for the protection of yourself and others. It is best to make an appointment ahead of time. And now our treasurer, Judy Myers, will share with us why pledging to Hillcrest is important to her.
As your treasurer, I want to thank you for the tremendous support you have given to our programs this year. Donations have come to us online, in the mail, and personally delivered. We no longer count and record them on a specific date every week, but rather when arrivals accumulate to amount warranting a trip to the bank. It's just another adjustment due to the pandemic. Now we are starting our stewardship and budgeting process with a streamlined schedule. Just like your ballot, pledges need to be mailed early to accommodate our target deadline of November 14th. Your participation is critical to our planning for next year. As we consider programs and personnel, we need to anticipate what resources will be available to us. Your pledge is our indicator. Circumstances have changed for many of us, and we face an uncertain future, but your prayerfully discerned commitment is needed now. It can be changed if future events impact your life. Thank you for your support in 2020. Please continue it for 2021.
Fall in love.
Made in the image of the Creator, every one of us carries the capacity to be creative and to be an agent for positive change. It is our responsibility, our birthright, and our inheritance from our spiritual ancestors to say, "Here I am, send me." As God calls us to cultivate our creative capacity to benefit the earth and all its creatures, our fellow human beings, and our own souls. Come, let us enter this time of worship and reflection together.
Gathered here in the mystery of this hour, gathered here in the mystery strong body, gathered here in the struggle of this body, gathered here in the struggle of this body.
You are invited to a moment of quiet rest, a time of slowing the pace of your body and mind so that the spirit can settle. The chimes will call us to prayerful meditation. Creator God, you who breathed your breath into us, inspire us to be who you have created us to be, so that we might offer our best selves to benefit a world that so desperately needs support, hope, life, and joy. We praise you for nudging us into the future you have created for each one of us. In this silence, we connect to you.
Gathered here in the mystery of this hour, gathered here in the mystery strong body, gathered here in the struggle strong body, gathered here in the struggle strong body.
With open hearts, we acknowledge the pain that coexists with goodness and gratitude. We listen to the groans of the world, and the spirit helps us to grieve and to intercede on behalf of all those who suffer, letting go of our fear that can make things worse at times.
From the 13th century spiritual writer Rumi, from the poem called The Reed Flute's Song. Rumi writes, "Listen to the story told by the reed of being separated. Since I was cut from the reed bed, I have made this crying sound. Anyone apart from someone they love understands what I say." I invite you to make a fist with your hands and imagine in those clenched fists all that you are holding tightly and that has a hold on you. It may be something or some things specific. It may be a less defined fear, anxiety, worry, a sense of grief, loneliness, helplessness. Now, I invite you to slowly open your fists and imagine a letting go into the loving embrace of the Spirit who transforms all things. All shall be well. All manner of thing shall be well. As we let go and open up our spirit to God's Spirit, we find ourselves better prepared and ready to share our concerns and to hold, with love, the concerns of others and the pain of our world. On this All Saints Day, we pause to remember those in our Hillcrest family whom we have lost in the past year, to remember all those in our lives who have passed, and to remember our connection to them and to God. As we remember them, we also remember that all of us are saints and sinners, imperfect, yet perfect as God made us and calls us and redeems us to be. We remember the blessedness of their lives and of their testimony to life. We remember that we would not be who we are without them. The great verse from the letter to the Hebrews in the New Testament goes like this: "Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us." Let us pray. As we persevere through these trying times, and as we hold dear who and what Jesus is for us in the world, we also remember and hold dear all those saints in our lives and in the life of our faith community, Hillcrest, We thank you, O God, for those who I'm about to name now, who we have lost since last fall, 2019. And we thank you, O God, for those we call out or name in our hearts, following those that I name. We thank you for who they are in our lives. Bless their memory, O God, and bless their ongoing life with all the saints in light. We remember and give thanks for Martin Alexander, Stephen Baker, Robert Hodgson, Martin Jahnke, Linda Rondeau, Jeanette Salen, Betty Ceridi, John Wolfe, and for all we name in our hearts or aloud now. Amen. And now we sing.
God, we thank you for our people, roots dug deep within the soil. Hardy spirits, rich in loving, strong for struggle, bold for toil. Faithful rock of generations, you whom parents praise. Hear in hope as we remember, may our song to you be raised. Thank you, God, for gentle pleasure, lessons learned and secrets told. Hope and memories saved as treasure, passed to young ones by the old. Pranks and glory, songs and stories, food by loving hands prepared. God, we bless you for your presence in our tears and laughter shared.
O living, loving, and creating God of all, we thank you for life itself. We thank you for all who care for life and for all who have cared and shared our lives. We thank you for that great cloud of witnesses envisioned in the New Testament and that we feel in our own lives and in our life together. We thank you for our faith community Hillcrest and for all of our partners in ministry, remembering today especially the United Japanese Christian Church of Clovis and all of our sister congregations in the Northern California Nevada Conference of the United Church of Christ. And we pray, O God, for all who are sick or recovering from illness and injury, including Anne, Ariana, Barb, Betty, Dennis, John, Kay, Norm and Adele, Rachel, and Ron. We pray for all who are suffering due to fire and smoke, for all who are suffering due to racism, hatred, violence, and misunderstanding, for all voters and poll workers, and for our nation as we move into and through this election day, for all healthcare givers, peace officers, firefighters, essential workers, and all who are dealing with illness and death due to COVID-19. And for all that and all who we name aloud in our hearts now. And as we place our hands on our hearts, O God, we ask your Spirit to be with us in the things that are too deep for words. Hold us and comfort us with your loving and compassionate spirit. Amen. In just a moment, we will pray the Lord's Prayer. Throughout our worship series, we alternate new versions with the familiar. This week, I'll lead using traditional words. Also on the screen is a version from Mark Barry, pastor of a church in the United Kingdom called Safe Space. You may pray along with me, or if you prefer, use the new words offered. Both are available, and given the possibility of pausing, you may choose to do both. Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. This is my daily bread. This is my daily bread.
Works in and through us to renew each day. Each moment offers opportunity to express our God-gifted creativity. We hear messages, ancient and new, that affirm divine goodness at work and encourage us in our creative collaboration with the divine.
Our first reading is typically read on All Saints' Day. From Psalm 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. God's praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul makes its boast in the Lord. Let the humble hear and be glad. O, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt God's name together. I sought the Lord, who answered me and delivered me from all my fears. Look to God and be radiant, so your faces shall never be ashamed. This poor soul cried and was heard by the Lord and was saved from every trouble. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear God and delivers them. O, taste and see that the Lord is good. Happy are those who take refuge in God. O, fear the Lord, you holy ones, for those who fear God have no want.
Our second reading, from the book of the Revelation to St. John, chapter 7, is also traditionally read on All Saints' Day. Our spiritual ancestors got the connection of heaven and earth, and the connection of us with God and with those who have gone before us in a very deep and full way. This reading is evidence of that. Let's read it together. Please follow along on the screen and jump in whenever your part, the all part, comes along. We pick up the story in the middle of John's vision. He finds himself up in heaven as he envisions it. John is talking. After this, I looked, and there was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, robed in white, with palm branches in their hands. They cried out together in a loud voice, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God who is seated on the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels stood around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, singing, "Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these robed in white, and where have they come from?" I said to him, "Sir, you are the one that knows." Then he said to me, "These are they who have come out of the great ordeal. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. For this reason, they are before the throne of God and worship God day and night within God's temple. And the one who is seated on the throne will shelter them. They will hunger no more and thirst no more. The sun will not strike them nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd and will guide them to springs of the water of life. And God will wipe every tear from their eyes." Together. Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen. This is the word of God. Amen.
Happy All Saints Day, everyone. Did you have a good Halloween? I hope you did. I hope you found an excuse to do something fun, in spite of the lockdown. Or, at the very least, I hope you used the excuse to eat as much candy as your parents would let you get away with. Today is All Saints Day, which is also sometimes called the Day of the Dead, or Dia de los Muertos. We talked about it some in Sunday school last week, after we made the treats. It's a day that we take to remember the beloved dead, the people who have passed on who we love. It's a day that we remember that in Christ, no one is truly gone forever. I hope you take some time today to think about, to remember fondly, the people who you love and who loved you, who've passed on. What did you guys think of the Bible reading for today? It's from the book of Revelations, which is the last book in the Bible. And it's pretty interesting, huh? All those images of people in white robes bowing down before the Lord. The book of Revelations has some interesting views of what heaven is like. So today I want you to think, what do you think heaven is like? Do you think it's like what we described in the reading? Or do you think it's something else? What do you think it will be like when we're reunited with the people who have passed on? Anyway, I'll see you all in Sunday school, and I hope we can talk about this more.
Taste and see, taste and see the goodness of the Lord. Oh, taste and see the goodness of
to you and peace from our God who creates us, calls us, and sets us free. You know the story. I hope you do. It goes something like this. A bunch of religious leaders, let me stop right there, because religious leaders, then as now, is a tricky category. Those religious leaders then, like many today, tied their wagons in one way or another to the political powers that be. Anyway, religious leaders came up to Jesus to trap him. Then, as now, when it comes to political power and symbolism and to economic realities and perceptions, it's easy to say something that'll get you into trouble. Anyway, they went up to Jesus and asked him, "Is it lawful to pay taxes to the emperor or not?" Now, Jesus' response is interesting on a number of levels. Firstly, he was fully aware of the trap and asked outright, "Why are you putting me to the test?" And even got in a little dig of his own, adding, "You hypocrites." Now that's no inconsequential little insult. He's showing, holding up a mirror, that they have indeed tied their wagons to the political powers that be. But it's what he does and says next that's really interesting. "Show me the coin that they use for the tax," he says. And so they did. He takes it, holds it up for all to see, looks at it himself, and says, "Whose head is this, and whose title?" Well, they answered, "The emperor's, of course." Then he said to them, "Give therefore to the emperor the things that are the emperor's, and to God the things that are God's." That's it. I was thinking of this story already in terms of our readings for today, and in particular in light of our second reading from the last book of the Bible, the book of the Revelation to John. Then, just a couple days ago, I read an email message circulated by the Lutheran Bishop of Northern California and Nevada, what they call the Sierra Pacific Synod. He had been on the phone, he reports, with other bishops around the world about the pandemic and about our election season here in the U.S. I won't go into all the stories he reports. They're all fascinating. I will share this from his conversation with the Bishop of El Salvador, who said about the upcoming elections, "It is fair to cry out for the power of God, for the power of God to intervene and give wisdom to the people. Every economic and political power exercised by people who fear and love God will make it easier for divine grace to help the world to live in better conditions where respect for human rights has a first place." Wow. Now you can hear the words of Jesus and the vision of John the Revelator echoing all through those words. "Let Caesar have Caesar's things, the trappings of power, the legally controlled taxing systems, but not your soul, not wisdom, not power, not might. Oh no, those aren't Caesar's. And they and you don't belong to any government." So Jesus. And what does John's vision in the book of Revelation have to say about all this? Well, as I said earlier, our spiritual ancestors got the connection between heaven and earth, and the connection of us with God and with our spiritual ancestors in a very deep way. So now listen again to our lesson, to what it said, to what you said, as those elders, those spiritual ancestors are pictured up there in heaven with the angels and with God. "Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Now, we might hear those words as so many throwaway phrases, just stained glass language. Or maybe like someone in Downton Abbey complimenting someone on their exquisite estate or something like that. But no, these words carry a lot of weight and meaning for life here on earth. And the good bishop knows it, and so does John the Visionary. When the bishop talks about God intervening to help people act with wisdom now, and when the bishop talks about power, notice, economic and political power practiced by God's people now, he's tapping into God's vision of heaven and into Jesus' own words in the Lord's Prayer. Thy kingdom come. Let the ways of heaven come to earth. Wisdom, power, and might. These are not empty phrases. These are the things of God. The things of God, as Jesus would say, and the things of the people of God. Wisdom. Wisdom is the word used in the Bible for God's creative impulse and creative energy. We just heard at the top of the service in our call to worship that, made in the image of the Creator, every one of us carries the capacity to be creative and to be an agent for positive change. God calls us to cultivate our creative capacity to benefit the earth and all its creatures, our fellow human beings, and our own souls. Wisdom. Creative wisdom. What about power and might? Oh, there are loads of politicians today, just like Caesar and his minions then, who love power and might. They love it, love it. But what they love isn't this kind of power and might, the heavenly kind, the God kind, the people of God kind, the Jesus kind, the kind that this vision is all about. The biblical words used here for power and might have to do with impact. They have to do with ability and capability. The power and might that makes an impact in a positive way on the lives of others. The power and might that is capable, that cares to listen to the needs of others, and that is capable of and cares to share your own needs, capable of working together across difference to make a difference. That's power. That's what Jesus did. And that's what this vision of God, this vision of John calls for. Go ahead. Go ahead right now and look at the end of the book of the Revelation to John, chapters 21 and 22, the last chapters in our Bible. It's about heaven coming to earth. It's about people being fed and having access to the resources of the land and of the city. The end of the book of the Revelation is a vision of Jesus' prayer, Thy kingdom come. And it's a vision of how things can be when the people of God and all people act with wisdom, creative wisdom, and with power, real power and real might that gets things done. Godly, life-giving, power and might and wisdom. So as we move toward and move through Election Day, and as we move into the next chapter of our life together, always and ever be centered in who you are and in who you are called to be, created in God's image, to be creatively engaged in God's great creation, to act with wisdom and power and might to impact your own life and the lives of those around you with the blessings of God. That's a proposition that got my vote. It gets my vote every time. And let all of God's people worshiping here, along with the people of God of every time and every place, say together, Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Your Spirit of creation, keep us bold for risking still, eager in anticipation, ever strong to do Your will. Bind us close to one another, sharing life and death and birth, welcoming as sister, brother, all Your children on the earth.
On this day of remembrance, we recall those who came before us, those who established and supported the ministries that have endured to the benefit of others in our community and the world. Please continue to support this work by sending in pledges or offerings through the mail or by giving online. And please remember to take care of yourselves and each other. We are church together, stronger than ever. We give together as we support one another and support the work of our church. Let us pray. Beloved Creating God, we thank You for the lives of those we have lost. Thank You for reminding us of the power of Your love through our love for and with one another. Bless these gifts that they may help others know that You hold them always in Your loving light. Amen.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, all creatures here below. Alleluia, alleluia. Praise God, the source of all our gifts. Praise Jesus Christ, whose power uplifts. Praise the Spirit, Holy Spirit. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
On behalf of spreading goodness throughout the week, we pray for movement within our own hearts to embody peace and passion, compassion and power. We are not at the mercy of the way it is. We hold fast to goodness.
For all the saints who from the labors rest, who to the world their steadfast faith confessed,
as we prepare to receive the blessing and to pass the peace of Christ. And as those of us worshiping on Sunday morning, November 1st, All Saints Day 2020, prepare to gather for a celebration of Holy Communion during our live fellowship time. I'd like to invite you in this coming week to consider how you might bring a little bit of heaven each day here to your life and our lives on earth. How is God calling you to do so? And how might you bring God's wisdom and God's power and might to work for good in your life and the lives of those around you and for the whole of creation? And so receive this simple blessing. Go forth and live into Jesus' prayer and John's vision that heaven might come to earth. Experience and share the joy of life lived with the wisdom and power of God. Amen. And now let us pass the peace of Christ one to another. Open your heart to each other and to all, and say together with me, "The peace of Christ be with you." And now respond, "And also with you." Our service is ended. For those of you worshiping on Sunday morning, November 1st, 2020, know that we will be gathering at 11 a.m. for a time of fellowship, including a brief service of Holy Communion. I invite all who are gathering to prepare a small piece of bread or some substitute and a small cup of juice or some other beverage. If you wish and can do so safely, you may also have a candle on hand. The information to join that meeting via Zoom has been circulated. If you're worshiping with us for the first time and haven't received it or otherwise have questions about that, please email me now at revfred.hillcrest@att.net. Go in peace. Shelter in peace. Experience your connection with God and each other and with our spiritual ancestors and with the whole of creation in peace. Amen.